I want to go back now to this breaking news story this morning that 300 jobs are going to be lost here at the Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency. The UK government is centralising services at the DVA in Swansea in Wales. Most of Northern Ireland jobs are based in the DVA's office in Coleraine. There are seven other local offices. Now, the Environment Minister, Mark H. Durkin, has described the job losses as a devastating blow. The MLA for the Coleraine area, John Dallett, is on his way now to meet some of the workers. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Stephen.
What's your reaction?
Absolute disgust. I've spoken to the workers a couple of occasions this morning, and they feel extremely let down. And they're bright, intelligent people. They know that this announcement was deliberately made today, when Mark H. Durkin and others were out of the country in America. And they just wonder, is there any depths that the British government won't stoop to treat their civil servants in Northern Ireland, and not only the civil servants, but the people, in such a regard? There's anger, there's frustration, and there's a total lack of confidence in democracy, because these workers champion to save their jobs by participating in the consultation exercise. We had the debate in Stormont. We lobbied in Northern Ireland. We went to Westminster. But I'm afraid we were badly left out.
A statement that we've had from the chief executive of the DVA here isn't quite clear as to what services will be lost and how many jobs will be lost.
Well, we know that the people who are involved in motor taxation, their work has gone to Swansea, and that's where the bulk of the work is. Yes, there are a small number of workers involved in motor licensing, which is a devolved responsibility. And I suppose we have to wait to see just the extent of the devastation. But I'm afraid it's a real black day. It's a black day for Coleraine. It's a black day for Northern Ireland.
And yet the British government presumably will argue that the centralised services will give the motorists just as good a service, if not better.
That's absolute nonsense.
Why would a local service here be any better than a centralised service? Because they're doing the same thing, are they not?
Well, of course, there has been exercises carried out to assess the quality of service. The workers in Northern Ireland are right at the top of that. Those services that they've taken from other parts of England has resulted in a lowering of service. The paying out of millions of pounds in overtimes to try and keep Swansea on a level keel. But, you know, Stephen, there were hundreds of pages of consultation, responses to consultation, setting out clearly how these workers could have been kept in Coleraine, how the services could have been improved for everyone, and how that would have helped to rebuild an economy. These are workers who, through the darkest days of the Troubles, helped to sustain this place with some level of sanity. Now they're getting kicked in the backside.
Will the motorists have to pay more for these services in England?
I don't think that. And to be honest, Stephen, cost is not the factor. What's sadly lacking here is the responsibility of central government to ensure that public service jobs are dispersed, particularly in the areas of social deprivation. And Coleraine, you know, may have a university and it may have its county hall gardens, but it's part of the North West. It's a part of a high level of unemployment and so on. And the British government on this occasion have let us down badly. They've let the workers down. They've let the wider community down.
The number this morning, 0845955678. Where are you on your way to now, John?
I'm on my way to County Hall, and this is going to be one of the most difficult occasions I've had to undertake. I just don't know how I can do it.
Listen, here's the DP's Gregory Campbell with his reaction on this. Morning, Gregory.
Morning, Stephen.
Are you shocked?
No, I'm not shocked, but I'm exceptionally disappointed. This campaign has been fought exceptionally vigorously. We've taken it to Downing Street, we've taken it to Westminster, we've taken it to the Assembly, had a debate, we've lobbied the Minister, we've got the First Minister to speak to David Cameron. You know, there's been a massive petition signed by tens of thousands of people. I am extremely disappointed at this exceptionally bad news. But, you know, what we've got to do now is I've been speaking to the Finance Minister earlier, and I'm arranging a meeting with him in the next couple of hours to see if there are any positions within the Northern Ireland Civil Service that training could be offered to these DVA civil servants to allow them to be transferred. Now, I don't want to raise any hopes unnecessarily, but this is exceptionally bad news, but we must try and move beyond this exceptionally bad news today.
You've been part of those visits to across the water to try to lobby against this happening. Why do you think they don't listen, and how much power, or more to the point, how little power does Northern Ireland and our politicians now have? You go over, you get signatures, you lobby them, and they do it anyway.
Yeah, well, the transport minister that we met 4 months ago was unable to respond and answer in any detail whatsoever the points that we raised, both the officials, the trade union officials, employees. Ian Paisley and myself and Margaret Ritchie and others were lobbying as well. This was a cross-party representation, making very strong cases in favour of retention. Now, unfortunately, a centralised bureaucratic system has won out. Now, what we must do now is to get whatever scheme in place to get retraining, but make sure there are posts there to be retrained for. The minister talks about offering...
Gregory, let me ask you this question, just because we're coming up the half-time. Let me ask you this question. And look, it's not a cheap shot at the DUP. Is Cameron and the Conservative Party, coming up to a general election, it's relatively close to a general election, are they not in any way... Have you guys not got any leverage with the votes you would have as MPs over there? Have you not got any leverage over them anymore?
Well, David Cameron and the Conservative Party, and indeed the Labour Party as well, their minds will be concentrated very, very exceptionally well in the course of the next 14 months.
Well, they haven't in this instance.
No, they haven't. And the further we get now to the next general election, the more they will have to concentrate their minds on what they're going to do in the event of a hung parliament. Now, whatever any large party is going to try and negotiate with those who may be power brokers, the price just went up.
What do you mean?
I just mean that the price just went up.
So this is a warning shot to the Tories. You'll get your own back.
Well, they need to be very, very clear that, we don't embark on an extensive, lengthy, comprehensive campaign like this to walk away empty-handed.